You're on Texas Standard Time.
Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook CEO, back on the Hill for a second congressional hearing on the use of big data and privacy. As many have noted, the questions from day one seem to be all over the map, less about the Cambridge Analytica scandal itself, the supposed reason for the hearing, and more broad questions of privacy and the fairness of Facebook settings and the like. If you got bored after 20 minutes or so of it, you may have missed one of the more spectacular exchanges. It happened when a former Texas law professor, now Texas senator running for re-election, used his skills to rattle the generally unrattleable Zuckerberg. Let's listen.
There have been numerous instances with Facebook. In May of 2016, Gizmodo reported that Facebook had purposely and routinely suppressed conservative stories from trending news, including stories about CPAC, including stories about Mitt Romney, including stories about the Lois Lerner IRS scandal, including stories about Glenn Beck. In addition to that, Facebook has initially shut down the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day page, has blocked a post of a Fox News reporter, has blocked over two dozen Catholic pages, and most recently blocked Trump supporters Diamond and Silk's page with 1.2 million Facebook followers after determining their content and brand were, quote, unsafe to the community. To a great many Americans, that appears to be a pervasive pattern of political bias. Do you agree with that assessment?
Senator, let me say a few things about this. First, I understand where that concern is coming from because Facebook and the tech industry are located in Silicon Valley, which is an extremely left-leaning place. And this is actually a concern that I have and that I try to root out in the company, is making sure that we don't have any bias in the work that we do. And I think it is a fair concern that that people would at least wonder about.
Let me ask this
now,
question. Are you aware of any ad or page that has been taken down from Planned Parenthood?
Senator, I'm not, but let me just...
How about moveon.org?
Sorry?
How about moveon.org?
I'm not specifically aware of those.
How about any Democratic candidate for office?
I'm not specifically aware. I mean, I'm not sure.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz grilling Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. What does it tell us about Cambridge Analytica? Nothing. So what's the point? Or is it all, as cynics might wonder on this Wednesday, mostly bread and circus? Mark Harkins is senior fellow with the Government Affairs Institute at Georgetown University. Professor Harkins, thanks for speaking with the Standard.
Happy to be with you.
Before we get into the meta questions here, I have to ask, since you heard a lot of yesterday's testimony, how do you think the Facebook chief did?
I think Mr. Zuckerberg did an excellent job at paring away the questions he didn't want to answer and being able to get across the message that he felt was important to get to the senators.
You told Politico in an interesting article which preceded this testimony that Zuckerberg needed to understand that a lot of this, a certain degree of this, was political theater. What degree of this is political theater?
Oh, there's at least 90%, which seems to be chasing the headlines. You have to remember, members of Congress's time is incredibly valuable. And if they're going to spend a lot of it sitting at a hearing, they're going to want to get something back from it. The way they get something back from it is normally getting press or being able to move forward a legislative initiative. So a lot of it is theater, but a little bit of it is still legislative.
Is this more about getting answers that guide policy or steering public opinion to support real congressional action?
Well, what's interesting is at this level, you're not sure which way it's going to go. It could go either way. If you take a look back historically and you look at the tobacco settlement, we had big hearings on that back in 1994, and they got to a settlement in 99, but that wasn't necessarily congressionally mandated. And you kind of move forward to 2009, you had a bunch of executives from banks and financial industry being grilled by Congress, and that did ultimately lead to Dodd-Frank. So you're never quite sure which direction it's going to go. Mm-hmm. And how the witness performs sometimes makes a difference.
Thinking back on a series of must-see hearings like these, you know, Hillary Clinton and Benghazi, James Comey, Oliver North, the build-up to some grand culminating moment, is this something the public needs to put a period on a story, or is something else going on here?
Well, sometimes it's like following NASCAR, right? You're watching the race, but you're waiting to see if there's going to be a wreck.
I love that. That is fantastic. Yeah, that is kind of why a lot of people are watching. They're watching for the massive screw up.
Right. And you go back to Watergate and you're looking, everybody believes they're going to have the John Dean moment. And we did have some of that. I mean, when we had the Deepwater Horizon with the BP, I think Hayward had some moments which weren't so great. And other times, they're always waiting to see, is somebody going to get tripped up? I think we're so used to television and television shows where the great reveal happens that folks hope to see that in the congressional hearing, but their attention span's about 22 minutes.
Yeah. So put this in perspective as we pull back and think about the value of these 2 days of hearings with Zuckerberg on Capitol Hill. What should we make of it going in? Should we just assume that this is more spectacle than anything else and dismiss it? Or how would you advise someone trying to understand what this means?
I think you need to carefully listen to how they're talking with each other and not at each other. They actually are talking with each other. Mr. Zuckerberg came out and said, I'm not a guy who's against all regulation. And many of the senators jumped on that and said, well, you work with us on legislation to move forward to try to figure out how to do it. Mm-hmm. And Zuckerberg, in this instance, seemed to be speaking for the entire industry, which is a dangerous place for any one individual to be. Mm. But I thought he did an excellent job of at least framing the problems as one of, yes, we've made some mistakes, we need to move forward, but let's move forward together. Don't regulate me. Let me help you figure out what makes the most sense.
Mark Harkins is Senior Fellow with the Government Affairs Institute at Georgetown University. Professor, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for your time.